Yesterday brought that very sad news of the deaths of two of RTE's outstanding broadcasting talents, Micheála Mura Herzig and the former Northern editor Tommy Gorman. President Michael D. Higgins led the tributes, calling Tommy one of the outstanding public service broadcasters of his generation. Gerry Adams, good morning. Welcome to Morning Ireland.
Good morning, Mary, and thank you.
Tommy Gorman covered the Northern Beat for more than 20 years. What are your memories of him?
Well, first of all, I was very shocked to hear of his death. I heard it almost casually yesterday, and I had been with Tommy at an event about 2 weeks ago. He had already texted me to tell me his cancer was back, and he was at the event. He was with his doctor, Dr. O'Toole. He told me, as he always did, never better. That was one of his little sort of sayings, and the name of his book, incidentally. Mm-hmm. But he said to me, no, it's no problem. We'll be okay. I'm in the hands of this good man. And he actually gave me a hug. And we had a yarn. And then subsequently, he texted me again. I texted him. And then approaching the operation, I just texted him to say good luck with the operation. So first thing I want to say, if I may, Mary, is just heartiest condolences and solidarity to Moya, to Kira, to Joe, to Tommy's sister Mary and his brother Michael. And he really missed his sister Paula, who died recently. So it's a great loss to his family, of course, to his friends and to Ireland. Tommy and I started off, he knew Martin McGuinness and Pat Doherty because he was from the Northwest before he got to know me. I met him a few times, but I really only got to know him properly when he became Northern editor. Mm-hmm. And we started off fairly robustly. We had off air quite a few arguments. But we settled down, and I got to know him, and he got to know me very well. And I would be pleased and proud to call him at the end of his life that we were very good friends. And that was part of his character. He befriended people. His cancer, he fought so bravely. He went at my request a few times to talk to friends of mine who were diagnosed with cancer. He very gently gives them counseling and mentored them. He got many people onto that scheme that he unearthed for cancer treatment in Sweden, and he was always helpful. He was always prepared to go and help people. Mm.
He wore many hats, but he was always a journalist. And that relationship between, you know, politicians and journalists, it can be uncomfortable. Sometimes it should be uncomfortable. He could always, though, ask you the tough question.
Yeah, when I say we were friends, that didn't stop him from being objective and robust. But there was also a little private side. He stepped outside of his journalistic role, and he separated out for himself a private little role. And that was distinctly separate from his journalistic and broadcasting role. And that is that he befriended people within the leadership of the DUP and including senior officials. And he went about very gently building little bridges between the Sinn Féin leadership and that leadership. And he would come quietly and get me and Martin his view of what was going on. And it was always positive. He was always trying to encourage. And I'm sure he did the same thing with the DUP. And I'm sure he did the same thing with the Irish government. Adrian O'Neill was a great friend of his. But suffice to say that part of his life meant when we came to the point where the Sinn Féin folks and the DUP got to talking formally, Tommy had made sure that we had some personal understanding of each other. Now, he always said that he would never be public about any of that, and he never did, so I don't want to go into any more than to acknowledge that role.
I understand.
The story should be told at some time.
I know as well, I wanted to get a final word from you on Micheála Mura Herzig, because I know you're a great lover of Gaelic games. What are your memories of Micheál and his commentaries?
Well, Bob, sort of glory in the Gael, Micheál, Go, coming to a class Gael, Aranach, Faroosal, Shanaki, August Arish Babolium, Macovroni, Anulesha, Aklan, Martasha, or Clean, or a nice. My memories are the same as everybody else who loves Gaelic games, is that lilting, poetic voice in and out of Irish and English, telling the story, lifting the game even to standards that the players mightn't have altogether recognised. But also, two things stick out in my head. One, he was speaking at an event that I was speaking at down in Cork City Hall a way back, and it was about the future of Ireland. And Micheál chose to read a poem. It was a song by Paul Robeson. It's called My House. And that was to give his sense of the type of Ireland he wanted to see, which would be for everyone and room in it for everyone. And also at young Cormac MacAnallan, a funeral. Cormac, as you may know, died suddenly. He was a star for Tyrone. Micheál stepped up at the end of the sermon. He said, Cormac's grave. And he read a poem. And I haven't been able to find the poem, but it's a poem about a Gaelic footballer. It's a gorgeous poem. And, of course, he gave it due diligence and lifted it to another standard. So very fond memories of both these fine men. And incidentally, going back to Tommy, Tommy loved RTE. He loved Christy Moore. He loved the competition he was involved in, the school choir, the National School Choir. Competition, so it's a big loss for RTE. And when I say he loved RTE, he really did.
He did indeed. He loved RTE. He loved this country. He loved people. Gerry Adams, Gorib Míle Maith Agat.